This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Scientists, tech entrepreneurs, and government officials are in Manchester this week to talk about human tissue engineering. It's a complicated new technology, but backers say it could transform southern New Hampshire's economy. NHPR's Sarah Gibson spent yesterday with them, and she joins us now in the studio to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Sarah, tell us about this gathering.
Sure. So I think first we should step back and talk about the industry behind the gathering. The industry is known as regenerative medicine, which is basically growing and manufacturing human tissues and organs. And the gathering was organized by the Advanced Regenerative Manufacturing Institute, which is a mouthful. It's called ARMY for short. Uh-huh. And ARMY is this consortium of biotech groups, nonprofits, and elite universities. And its headquarters are in Manchester. It's been around for about a year. The guy behind it is Dean Kamen, who people might recognize. He's a longtime force in the tech scene there. And so the conference this week is about how to speed up the regenerative medicine industry.
Remind us, how did ARMY get started?
So a couple years ago, the Department of Defense put out a request for proposals to create a hub for the development and commercialization of human organs. Wounded soldiers would benefit from this, hence the DOD's interest, but it's meant to help anyone, really. And so Kamen's proposal for ARMY won. His pitch called for a network with headquarters at the Manchester Mill Yard, developing and marketing the new technology. They got about $80 million from the DOD for this. But most of the money for ARMY, more than $200 million, came from consortium members. And these members would help in the growth of the technology, and they're going to benefit from it as well. So if ARMY is successful, people at this conference I went to say it would transform the medical world.
Transform the medical world. That's pretty bold talk. How exactly would that happen?
Well, think about a kidney transplant. Right now, there are over 95,000 people in the U.S. who are waiting for a kidney transplant. It's pretty dire. And people at the conference, the folks behind ARMY, told me they've met academic researchers who have grown a kidney successfully. They've kept it alive in the lab. But there is no plan to systematize that, to scale it up so that you could take a cell from one of those people on the kidney waiting list, grow a kidney from that cell, and then put that new kidney back into their body. Someone told me it's like right now the U.S. has a couple artisans making Rolex watches. But what we really need are massive factories churning out Timex watches at a price point that people will actually pay.
Okay, we're trying to turn this kind of cutting-edge science fiction into science fact. This sounds really ambitious. Are we anywhere close to that vision?
Well, no one can predict the pace of invention. Some tissue manufacturing is already happening, but with something as complex as a kidney, we are a long way off. People say a decade at the very least. There's a lot that has to happen before then. I talked to this one guy who's growing cells at a startup in Cleveland. It turns out it's really hard to grow cells. You start with a stem cell, then you have to differentiate the cells, then you have to keep them alive. If this guy doesn't have a perfectly engineered robot controlled by the perfect software to pipette just the right amount of secret sauce into the petri dish, the cells die. So the process is mind-boggling. It takes experts in artificial intelligence, chemistry, biology. It feels like a science fiction movie.
Okay, so we have a ways to go here. You said government officials were at this meeting yesterday along with investors. What role might they play in all of this?
So ARMY is, after all, partially funded by the Department of Defense. They have a good relationship. And one of the main takeaways from this gathering was that before any of the tissues and organs get to market, you have to go through the clinical trial stage, and that can take years. The FDA has to look at safety. The federal health officials with Medicare and Medicaid, they have to believe in the medical necessity of an invention to agree to pay for it. And those programs, Medicare and Medicaid, they're the country's major customer for medicine. So if they're not on board with an innovation, it's not going to happen.
Okay. What about investors, Sarah? I mean, are they chomping at the bit to get in on this? This is a long-term situation.
Yeah, it seems too early for that, even for investors attracted to high risk. I did talk to someone who said there's some curiosity. The fact that there seems to be real industry coalescing under the umbrella of ARMY, they said that's a good sign for a future investor.
Okay, so it sounds like people were coming from all over for this conference. Did you get a sense that some of them are really interested in New Hampshire specifically as a place to grow their business?
Dean Kamen has a vision for Manchester to become the Silicon Valley of regenerative medicine. He said more companies are planning to move here within the year because ARMY is here. But you can work in regenerative medicine and be a member of ARMY and just keep your business in Cleveland or Minneapolis. Even with some tax breaks that Kamen did get for companies in recent legislation, I'm not sure we're going to see a flood of biotech into New Hampshire in the immediate future. People said Boston will probably remain one of the major biotech hubs. And so the fact that Manchester is close doesn't hurt. Organizations already in the Mill Yard are definitely paying attention. So UNH Manchester, they're an Army member. They have a relatively new biotech major that's growing. They want to supply a workforce for biotech in New Hampshire. There's a lot of energy there, so that will be something to watch.
Okay, and we'll be watching it as well. That is NHPR's Sarah Gibson. Thanks so much, Sarah.
You're welcome.
And this is Morning Edition from NHPR.